Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Messing with the Enemy is a nonfiction analysis of modern information warfare by Clint Watts, a former FBI special agent and counterterrorism expert, written for a broad audience. The book examines how social media, online platforms, and digital networks have changed the way propaganda, recruitment, deception, and influence operations work. Rather than treating the internet as a neutral communication tool, Watts argues that it has become an environment where hostile actors can manipulate attention, exploit emotional responses, and spread falsehoods at scale. The book draws on his experience engaging with extremist communities, foreign operatives, and online manipulators to show how these tactics operate in practice. It is both a warning and a guide, aimed at helping readers understand how hackers, terrorists, Russian disinformation networks, and other bad actors use digital systems to shape public perception and political behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how social media shifted from connection to coercion. Watts' central argument is that social media did not merely increase connectivity. It also created a new system of influence that can distort reality. He contrasts the original promise of the internet, which was to broaden access to information, with the later emergence of platforms that reward attention, emotion, and repetition. In this environment, people are often nudged toward what feels comfortable or confirming rather than what is accurate. That shift matters because it creates preference bubbles in which users reinforce one another's beliefs and become easier to manipulate. The book is strongest when it explains that misinformation does not always succeed by convincing people of one false claim at a time. It can work more effectively by reshaping the surrounding information environment so that doubt, outrage, and tribal loyalty become normal. This framework helps readers see social media not only as a tool for expression, but as a medium that can be exploited to manufacture alternative realities. Secondly, why hackers, terrorists, and extremists benefit from open platforms. A major theme of the book is that open social platforms lower the cost of influence for actors who were once constrained by geography, secrecy, or resources. Watts shows how groups such as terrorists, racists, criminals, and foreign disinformation networks can use the same tools ordinary users use, but with very different goals. They can masquerade as legitimate voices, find sympathetic audiences, and coordinate across borders with minimal expense. This is important because it changes the scale of the threat. Harmful actors no longer need access to traditional media institutions or large organizations to reach millions. They can use platform architecture itself to amplify fear, recruit followers, and intensify division. Watts' analysis also shows that the danger is not limited to one ideology or one region. The same structural weaknesses in social media can be used by multiple kinds of adversaries, from extremist recruiters to state-backed troll farms. The book therefore treats online manipulation as an ecosystem problem, not a single-issue problem. Thirdly, the virtual caliphate and the evolution of ISIS propaganda. One of the book's most concrete case studies is ISIS, which Watts presents as a particularly effective online propagandist. He argues that ISIS understood social media as a recruitment and branding machine, not just a broadcast tool. Compared with earlier extremist groups, it used more sophisticated messaging, imagery, and networked outreach to attract supporters and inspire participation. The point is not simply that ISIS posted content online, but that it learned to package identity, purpose, and belonging in forms that traveled well across platforms. Watts uses this example to show how digital propaganda can move beyond persuasion into mobilization. People do not merely consume extremist media. They can be guided toward action, travel, or domestic support through repeated exposure and social reinforcement. This chapter helps explain why online radicalization is so difficult to disrupt. The message is distributed, adaptive, and tied to emotional needs, such as status, community, and grievance. By analyzing ISIS this way, Watts makes clear that successful counterterrorism today requires understanding media strategy as much as ideology. Fourthly, mirroring adversaries to understand and counter their methods. Watts's method is unusually practical because he does not analyze online threats from a distance alone. He describes how he engaged directly with hackers, extremists, and other manipulators in order to observe how they communicate and how they build trust. This gives the book a distinctive investigative dimension. It is not just about what bad actors do, but about how their behavior can be studied and disrupted. By mirroring some of their techniques, Watts learned how they recruit, persuade, and move information through networks. That approach matters because modern disinformation is adaptive. It changes when exposed, and it often hides behind ambiguity and plausibility. The book suggests that effective defense, therefore, requires more than blocking content after the fact. It requires understanding tactics in context, testing claims, and recognizing patterns of manipulation before they spread too far. Readers benefit from this method because it turns a broad social problem into a set of observable behaviors that can be examined critically. The result is a useful model for skepticism without paranoia. Lastly, artificial intelligence, deepfakes, and the future of synthetic influence. Although the book focuses on current forms of social media manipulation, it also points toward a more dangerous future, shaped by artificial intelligence. Watts warns that as synthetic media becomes more convincing, influence operations will become cheaper, faster, and harder to detect. Deepfakes and AI-generated content matter, because they attack trust itself if people can no longer easily distinguish real audio, video, or text from fabricated material. Then the burden of proof shifts dramatically. This makes disinformation more scalable and more resilient, especially when it is distributed through platforms already designed for rapid sharing. The book's value here is that it connects technological development to political risk without treating AI as an abstract futurist topic. Instead, it shows how new tools can intensify existing problems in surveillance, manipulation, and audience targeting. Watts's warning is not only about what adversaries may do with better tools, but also about how democratic societies may struggle to maintain shared reality once those tools become common. That makes the chapter forward-looking and highly relevant. In conclusion, Messing with the Enemy is best suited for readers who want a serious, evidence-based account of how online influence works in practice. It will be especially useful to students of cybersecurity, national security, media studies, political communication, and anyone trying to understand why misinformation spreads so effectively on social platforms. The book also has practical value for general readers, since it offers a clearer way to evaluate suspicious content, recognize manipulation patterns, and think more carefully about the incentives built into digital media. What sets it apart from many books on fake news is its authorial perspective. Watts combines counterterrorism experience with direct exposure to extremist and foreign information operations, giving the book a grounded, operational quality. It is not just a warning about the internet. It is a study of how adversaries exploit human psychology, platform design, and social fragmentation. Compared with broader books on disinformation, this one is more concrete in its examples and more focused on the mechanics of online coercion. Its lasting strength is that it helps readers see information warfare as a lived and ongoing system rather than a distant abstract threat. If you would like to support Clint Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.